This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today launched the BJP's election campaign for the Haryana Assembly polls from Kurukshetra. Addressing the election rally at the theme park in Kurukshetra this evening, Mr. Modi said, "To make India a developed nation, Haryana's development is very important." Mr. Modi stated that the government is empowering the poor, women, farmers and the youth. He also mentioned that within 100 days of his government's third term, it has approved new projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi noted that the BJP government has approved the construction of 3 crore houses for the poor under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. He highlighted that the Lakhpati Didi program of the government is empowering women, with more than 11 lakh women becoming Lakhpati Didis in just 100 days. The Prime Minister also said that the BJP-led central government has decided to provide free treatment worth 5 lakh rupees to senior citizens above 70 years. He added that the BJP has connected Haryana with a stream of development. Campaigning has also intensified for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Prime Minister Modi today addressed an election rally at Sports Stadium in Doda. He accused the opposition parties of nepotism and said that Jammu and Kashmir is now writing a new story of development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off 6 Vande Bharat Express trains, including the Tata Nagar Patna Vande Bharat train at Tata Nagar Junction Railway Station tomorrow. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate various railway projects worth more than 660 crore rupees to the nation. The Prime Minister will also transfer the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to the beneficiaries in Jharkhand at a function in Jamshedpur tomorrow. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the Prime Minister will distribute sanction letters to around 20,000 beneficiaries in the state. Apart from this, more than 5 crore rupees will be transferred directly to the bank accounts of the beneficiaries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Hindi language has played an unprecedented role in uniting the country. He said there is no competition between Hindi and other languages as they complement each other. Addressing the inaugural session of the Official Language Diamond Jubilee celebrations and the 4th Akhil Bharatiya Rajbhasha Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said a strong nation will be created only by strengthening all languages. Union Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijuju today highlighted the contributions of the Parsi community across various fields, including science, industry, law and sports. Delivering the keynote address at a session on Parsi heritage in Mumbai, Mr. Rijuju said the community faces the significant challenge of a declining population. To address this issue, the Geo Parsi scheme is being implemented to boost the Parsi population in the country. Meanwhile, speaking to the media, Mr. Rijuju said that no one should spread falsified information or create a false narrative regarding the Waqf Amendment Bill. He emphasized that a joint parliamentary committee has been established to review the bill and that concerned individuals can present their views to the committee. India has reiterated the need to recognize culture as a standalone sustainable development goal at BRICS meet in Russia's St. Petersburg. While addressing the 9th BRICS Culture Ministers meeting, Secretary of Culture Ministry Arunesh Chawla has emphasized the need to place culture at the heart of global development strategies. He also highlighted the importance of creative industries, innovation and job creation and the need for BRICS nations to leverage their collective cultural strengths to drive economic growth and social development. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has instituted a new section as part of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2024, for young filmmakers called the Best Debut Indian Film Section 2024. The 55th IFFI is slated to be held in Goa from November 20th to 28th. And that is the end of this news bulletin.